So as a way of continuing the discussion of the Buddha's teachings on anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, the Buddha is presenting these 16 steps for mindfulness of breathing and then clearly showing their connection to two other important teachings, meditation teachings he has. And one is the teachings on the four, what's usually called the four foundations of mindfulness, and what's usually called the seven factors of awakening. And it's really wonderful the way that, rather than many people will feel that, you know, that practicing, those who know about the practicing the four foundations of mindfulness, we'll see them as a very different practice than practicing mindfulness of breathing. And certainly the way they're taught is often the case, but they also come together, especially in mindfulness of breathing, really becomes at some point or enters into the same domain, the same area of life as the four foundations of mindfulness. And the way the Buddha does this is that there's four tetrads in the 16 steps of Anapanasati, and each tetrad, he says, corresponds to one of the foundations of mindfulness. So, as it's usually said, the foundation of mindfulness that's based on the body corresponds to the first four steps of breathing, being aware of the long breath, being aware of the short breath, being aware of the whole body as you breathe, and then being aware of the body calming and relaxing as you breathe. So it's all about the body. And when that becomes really well established, all four of these steps, and really awareness has become strong, then the awareness is based on the body. In the first first foundation of mindfulness, it's really about establishing awareness on the basis of the body. And classically, there's a series of exercises they're giving, or different ways of practicing mindfulness practice, all for the purpose of establishing a strong mindfulness awareness in the body. In the second tetrad, steps 5 to 8, they are that corresponds to the second foundation of mindfulness, the foundation of mindfulness on feelings. And so the second tetrad of Anapanasati is experiencing, as we breathe, feeling joy, as we breathe, feeling happiness, as we breathe, experiencing the mental activity, and then relaxing the mental activity. And this word experiencing could also be translated as feeling. It has the same word that we translate as feeling is embodied in the word experiencing, the way the Pali grammar is, or the words are used. And so feeling joy, feeling happiness, feeling the whole body, the mental activity, and then relaxing the mental activity. So this corresponds to this, the foundation of mindfulness on feeling. The third tetrad has to do all about the mind, and the third foundation is all about the mind. So in the breathing exercises, it's experiencing the mind, not just the activity, the whole mind, gladdening the mind, settling, stabilizing the mind, concentrating the mind, and then liberating the mind. In the four foundations of mindfulness, it's in part understanding really high quality states of mind. Maybe first the mind itself in some certain ways, particular ways, and then these high qualities of mind that correspond with gladdening, roughly correspond gladdening, concentrating, and liberating the mind. And then the last tetrad is observing, all about observing, observing impermanence, observing fading away, cessation, and relinquishment. And these are the insights, deep insights. And the fourth foundation of mindfulness is also about insights. It's really insight also into seeing the arising and passing, how hindrances arise and they go, and seeing the suffering, how suffering comes and goes. And that's the first of the observations of the fourth tetrad, observing in constancy or change. And the others follow in the wake of that. So the Buddha corresponds these two. The four foundations are equal to the four tetrads. But not just automatically, it's when awareness is well established in each of these areas. When we're really grounded and centered and present in a full way without being distracted or thinking a lot about the past and the future, this precious, precious thing that we have, being aware, being able to really experience the present moment, sense the present moment, feel the present moment, know the present moment in all the dimensions of knowing. And not just know it fleetingly, but to feel that now we're centered, we're rooted, we're grounded here. And this feeling of being really here, definitively grounded, resting here, it's kind of like the difference between maybe being in a rowboat and being tossed around the sea, and then coming up on dry land, now you feel like it's stable and strong. Here we are. And there's a qualitatively shift, a quantum shift that can happen inside when, boom, we're here. We don't have to work at being here and come back and remember to be here and present. We're not liable to wander off. And the awareness then becomes strong. And that awareness is established. So the translation I like for the four foundations of mindfulness is the four ways, the four bases for establishing awareness. And then when the Buddha correlates these four, these foundations and the four tetrads, in the fourth one, he says, then mindfulness of the dharmas is well established, so there's a strong level of equanimity. And this is one of the kind of directions the practice goes when there's a stability. Boom, we're here. That then we're here in such a strong way that we're not easily tossed around by the changing circumstances of our life. We're not easily losing our equanimity, our balance, our peacefulness when difficult thoughts arise. They just rise and they go. When there's difficult, painful sensations in the body arise, and we just can feel them and know them. But the mind doesn't get agitated or disturbed. And this is called equanimity, a lack of agitation, a lack of being disturbed. So both these practices, the four foundations of mindfulness, whatever way you've been taught to do them, and there's many ways that vipassana mindfulness is taught, or the mindfulness of breathing, one of the ways of doing this, whatever those practices are, they're all for the purpose, ultimately in Buddhist practice, to come to a kind of dwelling, resting, abiding, aware in the present moment without any tendency to leave that or wander off from that. And some people then will use the kind of the expression lucid awareness, when awareness is not ruffled, when our sense of mindfulness is not ruffled by what we know. That knowing becomes free and independent of what is known. We can't separate what we know from knowing completely, but the knowing is not ruffled, is not agitated, is not entangled, is not clinging to what is known. And this idea of knowing something and that kind of freedom, that equanimity, is then the place where all the different practices of mindfulness, all the different ways vipassana are practiced, come together and set the stage for awakening. So then tomorrow I'll talk about how this goes to, is connected to the seven factors of awakening. And I love this because there's kind of a creating of a harmony or unity in the Buddhist teachings. We start seeing how they all come together as a whole. And in the way that this discourse on Anapanasati begins, where it begins with the senior disciples of the Buddha coming together with all their disciples and living together for a period of months in unity and in harmony, receiving the Buddha's teaching. So to have that sense of unity and harmony with all the different sides of who we are, that we could all come together and live under the full moon of our lucid awareness. So thank you, and we'll continue along this path of the Anapanasati, and tomorrow's the seven factors of awakening, and then we'll see by Thursday how the seven factors of awakening are practiced. The practice changes when a person has not just learned how to be stably aware here, but has experienced a degree of real liberation, freedom from clinging, and how the practice of changes at that point. So we continue, and we're almost at the end of this Anapanasati series. Thank you.